Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Monday, and we got to start by saying congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals for winning their respective conference championships, and they're headed to the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, the Packers will be coaching at the Pro Bowl. But, you know, congratulations to them. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed the games yesterday. I know I did. One more than the other, but obviously Packers fans are looking through this lens of we should be there, and I completely understand that. But this also drives home something I talk about a lot in the offseason when it comes to the release of the schedule, but it does seem apt given the fact that, yes, the Packers beat both participants in the Super Bowl earlier this season. Yes, the Packers beat the 49ers earlier in the year and then lost at home in the playoffs. It's not who you play. It's when you play them. That is an old football adage that certainly rings true given the heartbreak and crushing defeat a week ago Saturday. The Packers had every opportunity to win that game, and they didn't for a variety of reasons, which I'm sure we'll spend the entirety of the offseason rehashing, but congrats to the Rams and the Bengals taking advantage of their opportunities and not pissing them away the way the Packers did. Hope everybody's doing well. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Dennis, good morning. How are you? Gary, hello, sir. How are you? Oz Osborne is here. Oz, I'm glad you're not at the coffee shop yet. Glad you're here, buddy. Thanks so much. Good morning to everybody saying good morning. Sandy, good morning. Stu, football, yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing, buddy? Kyle starts us off with a good question. Do you really think Adams would play on the franchise tag? That's an excellent question. I'm kind of two minds. The idea of the franchise tag being a slap in the face and, being a product of the Packers not making him the highest paid wide receiver in the league or guaranteeing his salary past that first year, et cetera, seems very on brand for Devontae. Seems like something I could see him doing. On the flip side, something else that is also very on brand for Devontae is what he said when I asked him last summer if he planned on, or spring, if he planned on showing up for camp without an extension. And he, point blank said, I'm not going to forfeit any of the money I've earned. I plan on showing up for what I signed for. Now, he doesn't have to sign the franchise tender. And that's where his kind of power comes in here. He could, yes, absolutely withhold services. So the thought of leaving a significant chunk of guaranteed change on the table feels like something he might do. But then again, he seems to understand the value of having that money in hand and not wanting to squander it. I don't know, man. That's a real toss up for me. I think you look at his determination. The man did play this entirety of this year out on the last year of his deal, knowing that one play and one twist of a knee or an ankle, one injury on a routine out route or something could have spelled doom for his earning potential. Yet he went out there every day, gave it his all, survived a 17 game season and a playoff game. And now here he is on the precipice of what should be his big payday, a monster payday, probably a record-setting payday. I would probably lean towards, he's going to tell the Packers to take that franchise tag and shove it up their ass. But that is just a guess on my part. Obviously, I haven't talked to Devontae about it. Packed out. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Initial contribution to the first Cheesehead TV rap album starring you and Tyler. You know, it's so funny. I know this, Packdat, thank you for the super chat. I know this is in reference to the picture that I put up because Kimberly Martin with ESPN asked people to show pictures of themselves 22 years ago when Tom Brady first started in the league because there was the two-hour window where it looked like he was retiring. And I put up a picture of myself with a hat and a hoodie, and everyone was saying that, Tyler made it into a, fake album cover. And it was so funny watching everyone say how so clearly trying to be Eminem, trying to be 8 Mile, whatever. But what's so funny about that picture is I was legit trying to be Chris Lowe, the keyboardist for the Pet Shop Boys, who, obviously, English, whatever, very influenced by hip-hop in America. So it's like degrees of separation. Like, I was trying to be like Chris Lowe. It had nothing to do with hip-hop or anything. Just, I thought that was kind of hilarious. What else we got? Jeff, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think 12 and 17 and their agents will work together on this contract issue? I mean, I think they'll be in contact. I think there'll be conversation, but I don't think they'll be negotiating together or anything like that. Hard enough to deal with one mega deal as opposed to trying to make all those pieces fit. That's the Packers' job. That's where Russ Ball comes in. That's his headache. But like I said, I'm sure there'll be conversations. Ben, thanks for the super chat. What's your early perception for positions we'll look at in the draft? Way too early, I know. It is way too early. I've already seen a ton of mock drafts because it is draft season now. Forever and ever, amen. I would just caution anyone doing a mock draft for the Packers to remember the positions that they tend to, not never 100%, obviously, but they tend to favor with their premium picks. I've already seen wide receivers and tight ends in the first couple rounds. You really think the Packers are taking wide receivers and tight ends early? Maybe in the second round. But big men, athletic big men along the offensive or defensive lines, corners, pass rushers. That's what you should look at. Regardless of need, regardless of what the Packers have as far as their depth chart, etc., those are the premium positions, and that's where traditionally they like to look. Now, of course, if there is a prospect that falls to them, I think they're at 28, and that's too good to pass up, and they think it'll be great to have 5 years of control because you got the fifth-year option. Yeah, could they go outside that box? Of course. But more often than not, that's how they like to work. They have a handful of positions that they deem to be premium. And I know the great debate among Packers fans is this the year that possibly they look at inside backer? If they can't get Devondre signed to a long-term extension. And at 28, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I have no idea what the prospects are yet. I haven't even looked. So, but that's my cautionary tale. When it comes to making your Alex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Why does Kansas City look so awfully similar to Green Bay today? I mean, I think the Bengals did a phenomenal job of forcing Mahomes and Andy Reid to be patient when they didn't want to be. And it bit them in the ass, the Chiefs, I mean. How many times can you sit back there as Patrick Mahomes running around 6, 7, 8 seconds trying to just make something happen? And they just dropped everybody into coverage. And they did a great job of, yes, rushing three and then using one of the linemen to pop up and be a spy. My hybrid guy. But, yeah, I mean, just patience, forcing them to be patient. This is an offense that wants to go, go, go. That is their MO. And I thought you looked at the first half, they did a great job of staying patient as far as sticking with the running game. I know you all hate it when I talk about it, but they were popping off like 5, 6, 7, 8 yards a clip. And then they got in the second half and they started to press, started to want to push it downfield. It's crazy how the psychology works, but the evidence is there. It's all on tape. We all watched it. I thought the Bengals were so smart in that regard. You know, Chiefs kept wanting to take that kill shot. And to your point, Alex, that is something that LaFleur and Rodgers have gotten caught up trying to do. This idea of trying to take it all, trying to take that kill shot, trying to end the game, rather than methodically, meticulously working it down the field, leaning on your running game, helping your quarterback. Now, you got Patrick Mahomes. I understand it's a little bit different than Aaron Rodgers' tail end of his career, right? At the same time, once it becomes apparent, it became readily apparent, you know, towards the end of the third quarter, they were just going to play everybody off. They weren't going to pressure. You know, Andy needed to adjust, and Mahomes needed to just get the ball out of his hands, take what was given, take underneath stuff, dink and dunk. But they kept trying to push it down the field, push it down the field. It came back to bite him, especially on that last throw, the interception. Andrews, thanks for the super chat. RIP Tyler's amazing tweet about Odell Beckham choosing the Rams and not the Packers midseason. The team owes him an apology for wasting that. It's not over yet. What if they lose in the Super Bowl? Actually, I'm actually shocked that that tweet hasn't been thrown back in our face yet. But if they lose in the Super Bowl, oh, great. They played one more game than or two more games than the Packers. Oh, and by the way, the Packers beat them with Odell. So I don't know. I don't think it's a waste. Now, he wins a ring, then that tweet is designated for destruction. Well, we never delete it, but you know what I mean. Tommy, Alex Rodriguez jinxed the Packers. Never, it never ceases to amaze me what people can find to try and, like, you know, find the jinx or the reason or whatever outside of the game itself. It is hilarious. Packdat, thanks for the super chat. Was browsing the Packers coaching roster and saw that they have a minority fellowship program. Is this league-wide or specific to Green Bay? It's something that LaFleur instituted. Was it his first year? First or second year is how it's in. That was Ruvell Martin's initial spot. When it was created, Ruvell was the first to fill it. But no, there other teams have similar things, but this was a creation from LaFleur. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook app, people, download it. Get ready for the Super Bowl. You know you want to. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer. Use the promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. Everything they have on offer is phenomenal, people. Same game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code Cheesehead. Do it, people. You know you want to. Get on it. I got that one. By the way, Packdat, I meant to say, I love that you literally started that super chat. Was browsing the Packers coaching roster. These are my people. These are my people who are just browsing the coaching staff on their team website. We are the few. We are the chosen. We are the nerds. My people. My people. How many of you used to print out the dope sheet every week? Because I know I did. Still do on occasion. Very rarely now, but I used to like do it religiously. Lex, thanks for the super chat. Do you think a Rodgers-led team will survive the high quarterback competition in the AFC? Will survive? Is he? You know something we don't know? Yeah, no. I mean, it's a tough road to hoe, no doubt about it. It's a gauntlet. But I don't think a competitor ever backs down. I don't think Rodgers is going to, you know, Oh, no, the competition is too much. No, they relish that. Also, it helps when you're given millions and millions of dollars. You know? Yeah, no, I don't. Will you survive it? Yeah, he'll survive it with a humongous-ass bank account. I think we on the outside think a little bit more about that. Not to say that Rodgers doesn't think about his legacy, because of course he does. He's spoken about it often. But, you know, if he were to be traded to an AFC team, say, I know the Broncos are the odds-on favorites, but, you know, he's not going to sit there and go, oh, geez, I don't know if I want to do that. I mean, look, you just saw Josh Allen lose a game. You saw Patrick Mahomes' team lose a game. And, you know, great quarterbacks, quarterbacks at the top of their game, top of the heap, lose games. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best of all time. We saw him shrink in the snow on, you know, a week from Saturday. I just think that's overplayed. Is it tougher? Are the quarterbacks really good in the AFC? The young QBs coming up? Yeah, of course. It's a murderer's row of QBs. I would think the competitor in Rodgers would think, I'm going to show these whippersnappers what it's all about. Ian, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Can't stay on long, but was curious if you all are starting to pick out dog names. Thanks, Ian. Not yet. A lot of ball game left. A lot of ball game left. We shall see. Jeff, thank you for the comment on Facebook, and thanks for watching on Facebook. Think Stanovich being offensive coordinator will cause Matt LaFleur to run and rely on running game more, especially with uncertainty of a certain player's future. I can only hope so, but I doubt it. I know he's been instrumental in obviously the offensive line, but you know, the running game coordinator, etc. That, you know, where his root seems to be, but you know, Matt LaFleur is still the guy, and he loves to spread it around and throw it. I know we all put that on Aaron, but it is a tandem job. And that is very much seems to be Matt's MO. Can Stanovich influence that a little bit and try and get it buttoned up a little bit more and make it a little bit more run-centric? Remains to be seen. I hope so. I would love it. And I know this is probably, man, people will flame more maybe here for this, but I would love it if the Packers offense was much more similar to what Kyle does in San Francisco, as far as a power running game that limits what it asks the quarterback to do. And I know that's never going to happen in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers would never allow it. Matt LaFleur wouldn't go for it. But I think they'd be a hell of a lot more effective if they were. I mean, look at Jimmy G. They got to the precipice of a fucking Super Bowl with Jimmy G not being able to throw anything outside the fucking hash marks. Are you kidding me? Unless it's completely on schedule in the middle of the field, Jimmy G's a disaster. You're telling me if you have that style of offense, run heavy, lots of misdirection, powerful, physical, especially late in the season in Lambeau Field, and then you ask Aaron Rodgers, hey, it's third and two, make a play. Just get into manageable third downs and, you know, have Aaron make a play. You know, obviously you're going to mix it up sometimes. You are going to, you know, just going to run the ball all the time. You're going to have Aaron at play the modern position of quarterback, but in the vein of it's a complementary piece. It's not driving fucking truck. I contend with Aaron Jones and fucking AJ Dillon, they'd be unstoppable. But I'm just a blogger with a YouTube account. Nobody gives a shit. GBP, man. Thanks for the super chat. Love the daily chat. Keep up the good work. Going to be a busy offseason. Go Pack Go. P.S. When is your next trip to Green Bay? That's a good question. I want to say I may be back in Appleton at some point prior to this, but like for Packers reasons, I'll probably be there in Green Bay for training camp be the next time. So a ways yet, a while. But I may be back to see my folks in Appleton. Prior to that, next trip on my radar is to the combine. Would have been to the Super Bowl, but the Packers didn't cooperate. But I'll be at the combine at the start of March. Cheeto, thanks for the super chat. Oh, it's a good one too. Coach Mo, thoughts? I think you probably saw my tweet yesterday. Look, man, I get it. People want heads to roll. People want people to swing. Jobs lost, etc. The Packers are in the midst of figuring out what their staff looks like to begin with Nathaniel Hackett leaving. Sounds like Justin Outen's probably out the door. Luke Getsy is now in Chicago. You know, like they are in the midst of figuring out what their staff looks like while preparing to coach the Pro Bowl. So I have little doubt that Mo will be allowed to coach in the Pro Bowl and then his future will be addressed. Now, do I think he should be fired? Yes. I think you can't look at what his unit put on the field this season and come to any other conclusion. But that's just me. What Matt LaFleur thinks, I have no idea. Matt LaFleur may have knowledge of things going on behind the scenes where he says, you know what? Mo did everything he could to put people in the position they just didn't execute. I don't think that's the case, but I don't know. It just destroys me, this bloodlust for people going, hey, did you realize that Mo Drayton is still our special teams coordinator? Who do they play on Sunday? Oh, no, they might not be ready for September. Like, just chill out. Is he probably going to get fired? Yeah. Is it going to happen today? Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. Do they have to yet do things as a staff yet? Oh, yeah, they have to coach the Pro Bowl. So, you know, Pro Bowl will come and go, and then I would suspect that Mo is probably gone. But just let it play out. I think this is a product of Twitter and instant gratification, the need to must hit the button. Like, yo, if Mo's going to get fired, and I think he probably will, it'll happen. Just let it happen. Those are my thoughts on Mo. John, thanks for the super chat. Bengals were 4-11 in 2020 and didn't have Joe or Chase, and now in the Super Bowl. The rebuild can be that quick with all the pieces Green Bay still have. It's interesting you say that, John. Yes, you can turn it around quickly. Of course, one of those components you just talked about was literally the first overall pick. You have to really suck to get some premium picks. And if the Packers were to move on and start in Jordan Love, would they struggle? Would they have a down year, or maybe even two? Yeah, probably. I don't see them going to the level of 3 or 4 wins. I suspect, much like Rodgers' first year as a starter, they'll be in the middle of the pack, maybe just below it. But getting that, you know, game-changing, once-in-a-lifetime talent, which, make no mistake, both of those guys seem to be, and that requires you to really suck. So, I don't know. It's possible, yeah, sure. And I do think the Packers have way more talent than lots of people and lots of fans seemingly give them credit for, but... yeah, it can turn around quick. There's no doubt. Fred, thanks for the super chat. If the Rams win it all, will this change some team's philosophy on team building, aka buying a championship? I think the teams that operate that way already are and will continue to do so, and teams that don't, won't. You know, I think you've already seen, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, very similar as far as collecting, talent collecting rather than team building. And if the Rams win it, I don't see anyone, you know, really drastically changing their approach at the football level. Now, ownership level, I don't know, man. You'd have to talk to the 30 other people who own those NFL teams. You know, obviously, Kroenke in LA is a very unique thing in that the league has been trending towards wanting to get this team, a team back in LA. For so long, and now he finally is. He built this ridiculously huge stadium, spent all this money on it, and now he and obviously the football side are hell-bent on making sure they win a championship, and they've spared no expense. They've spent all the draft picks. They've spent all the money, etc. You know, they're working from a very different kind of foundation than the Green Bay Packers, in the smallest market in the league, who are always kind of fretting about the next 10 years. You know, Kroenke ain't fretting about nothing. So, very different situations. And that's just the Packers. Obviously, every team is different. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Being Desmond Howard back to coach special... Oh, bring Desmond Howard back to coach special teams. I think he's enjoying life on television. I doubt he'd want to get the grind going as a coach. Soder, thanks for the super chat. DraftKings got an over-under on how many kicks the AFC is going to block in the Pro Bowl. Damn. Probably not, but let's. I'll write them and get it in there. Thanks, Soder. That stadium was pretty loud for LA. I mean, yeah, it helps that they got a ton of 49ers fans in there. But, yeah, they showed out. Definitely, no problem. No question about it. William, that's optimistic. 10-7 at the worst with Love. This team is much better than 2007 team in Rodgers' first year starting. It was 2008. But I hear what you're saying. I like what you're laying down. I'm picking up what you're putting down. So hope you're right. All right, everybody. I'm gonna have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And hey, join us tonight. That's right. Corey and I wrapping up the season with Packer Transplants Live, the last one for this ill-fated fucking season. Who knows? Maybe we'll get one last banky rant before we head off into the Draft Industrial Complex. I can't thank you enough. Thank you, everybody. Tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, join us. And then, you know, make sure you tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.